From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. stocks opened lower Monday, about 5 minutes into trading on the first full day back from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and the Nasdaq were all trading 0.2% lower at 19,114.75, 2,209.69, and 5,386.83, respectively. Oil prices rebounded at the start of the week after turning sharply lower Friday as investor hopes of a production deal by crude-producing countries faded. Saudi officials said early Monday they would not join a meeting with Russian officials. You could read more details on this story at voanews.com. Hundreds of Iraqi contractors gathered outside the finance ministry in Baghdad Monday. They're protesting over unpaid deals with the government. They spoke to AFP and said, "We've come from all over the country. We did our job and never did get paid." Mark Taimanov, a chess grandmaster who was ostracized by the Soviet authorities after losing to American Bobby Fischer during the Cold War, has died at the age of 90, according to Russia's Chess Federation. Taimanov was born in 1926 in Ukraine and moved to Leningrad, where he studied piano at the prestigious music conservatory. Police defused a bomb near the U.S. Embassy in the Philippine capital Monday, with militants declared to the allegiance to the IS group are likely behind the terrorist attack, according to authorities. So far, there's been no suspect or claim of responsibility. A taxi passenger dropped the bomb off with a mobile phone detonator. This is VOA News. Syria's rebels lost all of the northern neighborhoods of their stronghold in East Aleppo Monday. It comes as the army made significant advances in its offensive to recapture the entire city. A German federal court has upheld the conviction of former Nazi SS officer who was known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz, according to his lawyer Monday. Oskar Gröning, now 95, was found guilty in 2015 of being an accessory to the murders of 300,000 people. The ruling was welcomed by victims' representatives. Armed men have abducted three UN refugee agency staffers in Sudan's Darfur region, according to a local government official. Police are searching for those kidnappers. UNHCR officials were not immediately available for comment. President-elect Donald Trump's big spending plan and tax cuts are expected to help double the U.S. economic growth rate by 2018. That comes from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The U.S. economy is expected to grow by 2.3% in 2017 and 3.0% in 2018. Throngs of Cubans began streaming to Havana's iconic Revolution Square to pay tribute to Fidel Castro Monday. They're kicking off an emotional week-long farewell. Mourners had lined up before dawn and began filling the square. They filed past a black-and-white picture of El Comandante as a young revolutionary, many in tears. Castro's 1959 revolution toppled a dictatorship with the promise of bringing justice and equality to the Caribbean island. Cuban expert Jaime Suklicki of the University of Miami does not see an early end of communist rule there.
Raul is now planning another succession to his military colleagues. He's grooming his son Alejandro Castro as part of a succession team.
Swiss voters Sunday rejected an effort to hasten the process of phasing out the country's nuclear power plants. That's the Swiss energy minister, Doris Lutharge. She said she's relieved by the outcome, giving authorities time for rebuilding an energy strategy. Nearly 55% of those voters turned down the initiative. Kuwait will buy 28 Boeing FA-18 Super Hornets. They are to replace a fleet of earlier versions of the U.S. fighter jets, according to a top official Monday. The value of the deal is not expected to exceed $5 billion. More details on that and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.